NPR is reporting this week on a sharp increase in the number of Appalachian coal miners with the worst form of black lung. The Ohio Valley Resource partnered with NPR to better understand what this means for miners and mining communities. Jeff Young spoke with NPR investigative reporter Howard Berkus about why this deadly but preventable disease is on the rise.
A federal study by NIOSH, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, shows a rash of 60 cases of the worst form of black lung were reported at just one clinic in eastern Kentucky. That by itself is a remarkable resurgence of the disease. But NPR's Howard Berkus found hundreds more such cases at 11 other Appalachian clinics.
We found 962 cases this decade of progressive massive fibrosis. That's 10 times the count that NIOSH has for roughly the same period.
The researchers seemed somewhat alarmed by those numbers. They use terms like unprecedented, historic. What do they think is going on?
They're absolutely floored by the numbers that NPR came up with. What's happening in these clinics is they're getting people who probably never went in for NIOSH testing because they were afraid that if they were seen going to get a test by a colleague or an official at the mine, and they would become a liability and they'd lose their job. That's actually against federal law, but this is widely believed around Appalachia. So now with mines closing across the region, and with tens of thousands of miners now out of work, miners are going into black lung clinics to get tested, either because they're concerned about their health or they believe they may qualify for black lung benefits and they need income. There are more people coming in and getting tested, but there is something else that's going on. There has been more mining of rock with coal. As the big coal seams in Appalachia have played out, the seams that are left are embedded in rock. They're thinner, and you end up mining a lot of rock with coal. That rock contains quartz. That quartz contains silica. And so miners are breathing a combination of coal dust and silica dust, and silica is especially toxic.
So this sharp rise in the advanced form of black lung is happening at the same time that the region is seeing this big decline in coal mining. Put that in context for us.
First of all, if there are fewer companies operating, then there are fewer companies paying into the federal black lung trust fund as more miners are coming into the system. You have some of those companies going bankrupt, and those that are self-insured, some of them have had trouble paying the benefits that they're supposed to be paying. Companies pay first. And so there are actually about 1,000 cases that have shifted from bankrupt coal companies to the federal program at a time when that trust fund is close to $6 billion in debt. Fewer mining companies may be paying into it. It may be picking up more cases from bankrupt companies. We'll have to wait and see exactly how all that plays out, but it doesn't look good for the miners needing benefits.
That's NPR's Howard Berkus on the investigation into a sharp rise in cases of advanced black lung. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.